What's up, guys? It's a great day. This is Fuquan Bilal, and we are back with another great episode of the PFREI podcast series. We interview experts in the real estate business in order to provide you with some of the best investment strategies and techniques used by leading fund managers, financiers, house flippers, and more. We appreciate every single one of you for taking the time to press play on the podcast and hope you enjoy this new episode. Another great episode of PFREI. I'm your host, Fuquan Bilal. Today we have a guest. Johnny Wolf is the CEO and founder of Home Room Co-Living, one of the fastest growing co-living companies in the United States. So we'll jump into it and we'll let Johnny give his background. Basically, this is an interesting topic because you probably are the first person that I interview with this strategy, and I like it. I've interviewed people. I'm actually at one of my buddy's short-term rental place down here in Siesta Key, Florida, having a great time with my kids on Thanksgiving week. So, nice. Yeah, it's I get the short-term living thing, but you have a niche that's a little bit different. So talk about your background and tell the audience, a little bit about you, and then we'll jump into exactly what you do in the real estate realm.
Yeah, sure. So my career was started in Silicon Valley. I'm a finance guy, financial analyst, business intelligence is my background there. I worked at larger technology companies and as well as some early stage startups. In 2015, I kind of decided that I was never going to be able to buy a house in downtown San Francisco, or at least it was going to be a long time away. So I moved to Austin, Texas to become a full-time real estate investor. And my strategy was rent by the room because the prices were just a little bit too high for me to make money any other way. So I did that with a number of properties there. Relocated to Kansas City in 2018 to do the same thing. And throughout it, finding roommates was always a chore and really never, really a bad experience. So in 2018, I decided, hey, there has to be a better way to offer a place to match roommates. And so I started Homeroom to do that. So essentially, if you move to Kansas City now, you can connect with us. We'll help you find a property that matches your timeline and price point. And then we'll set up video interviews with the current roommates. And then you can move in. We have really cool community events, online engagement, and an app. So it's a more exciting, a better way to kind of live with roommates.
That's awesome, man. This is going to be a great interview because I got a lot of questions for you. The first one I'm going to start off with is, why are you passionate for real estate investing? Because you went from a numbers guy, to now doing some sort of real estate realm. So what's your passion?
Yeah, I mean, I've been investing in real estate since right out of college in 2017. I bought in kind of Midland, Texas. So I've always been an out-of-state real estate investor. And yeah, I mean, I made my first like $10,000 ever, when you're real young and like $50 is a lot and you make your first, you get 10,000 when you sell your first property or over 10,000, it kind of is a game changer. You're like, wow, this is kind of a different level of money, which is exciting. So I kind of realized if you can use leverage, and target good markets, you can make a lot more money in real estate than any other way I could think of. So that's really why I love it. And that's why Homeroom really partners with real estate investors so they can maximize their returns through co-living.
Absolutely. Speaking of leverage, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, because with this strategy you have of co-living, all types of stuff is going over my mind. Like, wow, these guys that own these multi-unit apartment buildings, right, in different towns that have vacancies, boom, that's an end right there for you. Contact them and say, hey, this is what we do. You furnish the apartment, some pull-out couches. We can help you get those things, fill those vacancies and just block out a certain amount of apartments just for us to be able to go back. Is that sort of kind of what you do, or have you started that? Or did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, co-living is definitely an option that, and we're looking at, ours is pretty much wholly in-house. We do single family homes. Okay. We help real estate investors buy those single family homes. And then our team is specially trained to basically find the right property. And then the investor gives us the money to set up the property for co-living. Long-term vision, we're looking to do a platform which would enable other people to do co-living how we do it, maybe in those vacant spaces and apartments. So it's definitely on our long-term roadmap.
Yeah, I was like, wow, those vacancies in multifamily, because I interview a lot of guys in multifamilies and they have these vacancies, and automatically my brain cells are like, co-living, block out 25 units for that, get some furnished apartments, people who travel in and out. That probably would be good for the younger group, but the older people would probably want something more secure. Like you're saying, your model is the single family
separate living room, common kitchen area, something like that? Is that with the model?
Yeah, that's, they have a common? Yeah, it's exactly right. We do, 4 to 7 bedrooms for those houses. And our community is connected, right? We have a network of 25 homes in Kansas City. In Dallas, we just launched, and we have 10 there now. We only launched a couple months ago. So the goal is to have hundreds of homes or, dozens of homes in each market, and they're connected online, and we do kind of social events in each city.
So this is for the single family renter guy, the guy who goes and fix up a single family, his 3-4 bedroom here, reach out to you guys, you'll set them up, get them situated, and you'll start, steering some co-living situations to them. Okay.
Yeah. We increase rents by about 40% in a single family property for the right property. So
what's the lease term on those co-living? Is it a 1-year term or what is it?
They rent
a room for a certain amount of time.
6 months is what we do. But we do have people that we have some folks that have been with us for 2.5 years since we started the company. So it does, just because it's a short term lease doesn't mean that they're short term tenants. But on average, they're staying a bit over a year.
So do you guys have them take a personality test to try to figure out who's going to live who with best?
No, we don't. That's definitely been something that we've kicked around a bit. The way we do it is we do a video interview with all candidates prior to them moving forward with an application, and kind of just get to know them and make sure they understand kind of what, living with homeroom is like, which is, you have 4 or 5 roommates. That's a lot. And you don't know them. Right. So you have to be, it has to work for you and has to, and then we have you interview with a video interview with your roommates. And that's where we figure out compatibility. Having a roommate tenant do a personality test before another video interview, we've considered it, but we just haven't implemented anything like that yet.
Yeah. We do that with all our interview processes when we, bringing people in. Yeah. Before we bring a new hire on, we want to make sure they fit right with everybody else. If they're, what type of personality they have, if they're, if they have drive, clarity, what type of, they have to be able to mix, or you got to have the right person in the right seat. So I just thought of that. Wow, how is he just picking people who don't know this other person who's been here? If you get the first person in, they got the whole house to themselves. It's territorial. Now somebody moving in and who is this person?
Well, so that's pretty cool. People that join, they understand, they know what we're doing, right? So we're like, hey, there's 7 rooms. There's going to be 7 roommates. And so they actually interview everybody. So they kind of get to be the most senior person of the house and get a room and kind of say yes or no on everyone. Other people that we set up to meet each other, we have our roommates say yes to 90-95% of the candidates we put through. And then we have roommate issues really, really rarely. Maybe out of 100, and we have 160 roommates, we have maybe one house has an issue every 6 months.
Yeah.
So they is it
somebody stole my food out the refrigerator? Or?
that level of stuff doesn't get to us. More, if it's more intense, then we'll kind of get involved.
Just kidding. I'm just trying to think of so the system that they go for maintenance is pretty much done through the landlord. You guys just set it up. The landlord actually managed the property.
No, we manage it.
Completely. You manage also rent collection, everything.
100%.
Property maintenance, repairs, all of
every,
that.
Everything.
Wow, that's awesome. Are you guys using a system like AppFolio or something to manage those?
We use Buildium and Latchel.
Buildium, yeah. Buildium is a smaller version of AppFolio. I used to use Buildium. Good system, great system. You can collect rents online, everything, reports, all of that good stuff. That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, that's awesome. So what is the biggest challenge you have? Because I know everything is not, la-di-da-di. You got to have some challenges with this. As a real estate investor, you're constantly looking at your KPIs and whatever is in red every week. When you have your weekly huddle, you're trying to figure out how to build a better process to make it yellow and green. So,
yeah, we have, we're a managed marketplace, right? So, and what that means is we manage there's 2 sides. There's the inventory side and that we manage that. Then there's the demand side or the buyer side. We manage that. So keeping that in balance, I think, is our ongoing challenge. Where, 3 months ago we needed more real estate investors to buy houses. And then we kind of broke through there. And now we have 10 houses that are launching in the next 2 months. To put that in perspective, we had 23 houses before, right? So obviously that's a huge amount of growth in such a short period of time. So now we're trying to ramp up our leasing team. And so once the leasing team ramps up again, we'll probably have to figure out how to get more investors. So it's a constant kind of back and forth where you get one side totally figured out, the other side's lagging, and then you need to figure out the other side again. And there's no real one place where roommates go to find rooms. They're kind of just sprawled out through all over the internet. So we end up having to go to Craigslist, Facebook, and just kind of track them down. So that ends up taking us, you know, a good amount of time. So
yeah, this is good too. Is it like a targeted demographic? Do you guys have like a certain age group where you see most of your renters are coming from? Because you got people going from state to state, getting employment, and they may say, hey, this is a great idea for me to stay at with a roommate for 6 months, see if this job pans out, and then I can transition into my own apartment or my own home. So you guys target your marketing to certain demographics?
Yeah, we're generally targeting millennials. That's the biggest slice. You know, 26% of young adults are living with roommates right now, which is the highest ever, I believe. And it keeps trending up. It's been going up for the last four decades, since like the early 1980s. So we're, you know, there's more and more people living like this. I think it's because, you know, we're fairly certain that it's because people aren't getting married as young. So now they're living after college, they're hanging out, you know, living alone for like a decade and a half. When people are getting married in their mid 30s, a lot of the time just seems like a lonely way to live. So, and 52% of young adults are living with parents today. So like basically only one in five millennials live with by themselves. So people want to live with other people. They just like it. Some people like that privacy, but a majority of millennials don't. So we have people that are locals. We have a lot of people that relocate, but there's a lot of demand for roommate housing. It's a pretty massive market.
Yeah, it's been a big thing in New York for a long time. I never really knew, maybe 10 years ago. I've been doing real estate investing for like 21 years now. And like 10 years ago, I'm from New Jersey, and I just discovered the next state over in New York, it had a big, roommate thing going on. You know, a friend of mine, she used to stay with people, and I was like, wow, that's like weird to me. But I see it's a common thing. It's been like that in New York forever. People like to stay in the nice part of town, like next to the Village, but it's so expensive. So they would like, you know, rent a room or rent a couch. You know, I had one person I interviewed, she rented couches for a living. I'm like, what? Like, you know, I never heard of that. That's so yeah. Yeah, that's what I was like. It's crazy, you know. Yeah. You got garage rentals in San Fran, so you know this is this is pretty cool, man. What would you say, you know, for anybody who's looking to get started? Are you guys teaching this stuff? Are you guys, do you guys have like a downline to help other people get into this? Because this is pretty niche. Or are you guys just
Well, I mean, we focus on basically being a full service provider to investors. So if you're a single family investor, you want to invest 50,000, you like what we're doing, we'll get you better returns than you can get in pretty much any other single family property. Obviously we've had some bigger investors, you know, with a couple of million say like, can I do this on a scaled basis? The answer today is not really with us, because it's going to be another year before we can roll out 40 houses in a couple months.
Got it. So let's break down your program. I heard you say it's 50 grand. So yep. I'm an investor. I want to invest, you know, what's the process? You know, you said 50 grand just to get in the door. What does that get me?
Yeah. So it's a pretty comprehensive process. 50 grand gets you everything. So you come in, we'll talk to you. We'll say, hey, we recommend leveraging your money. Here's some lenders. You can do Kansas City. You can do Dallas. You can do Austin. If you do Austin, probably going to be 100 grand. The other two cities we can do for 50. Then you get a pre-approval letter from a lender, shows that you have enough, you know, you can do $250,000 in case you're Dallas, or in Austin, it'll need to be 400,000 pre-approval. And then our agents will basically look to find a specific house just for you. They'll send you detailed pro formas about a house. We'll talk about the repairs you're going to need to do. You're also going to need to pay for the furniture and any customization for a co-living property. That 50 grand covers everything.
So am I buying, well, it's not turnkey because there's no tenant in there. It's something I'm buying from a local guy who went in, fixed it up, got it ready. And then I just have to be pre-approved to buy that property from that person, furnish it. And then you guys come in.
Well, we actually manage the entire thing. We'll find it we'll find the property on the MLS for you.
Oh,
so awesome. There's really usually not a lot to do.
Okay.
It's not like a rehab flip. It's a high quality property in a really nice neighborhood, and you get better returns. So that's kind of like why we have an investor waiting list right now. It's like you can buy in a B area for C returns, which is like a pretty cool opportunity.
Awesome.
So yeah, so we'll help set it up. We'll do any rehab that needs to be done, usually very light, 5 to 10 grand maybe. And then we will actually, historically in 2020, we'd become the master tenant. So we'd guarantee you rent for 3 years. We're actually transitioning to a profit share model where you'll get 80% of the rent, but the return on investment is in the high 20%. And your cash on cash is going to be like, depending on the city, Austin is lower, but in Dallas and KC, it's 7 to 9. So you get really nice cash on cash returns with either model. And it's basically a turnkey experience where all you have to do is buy it and pay, give us a couple checks for the work. And that's all you really have to do. And then the checks start coming to your bank account.
Oh, I'm not going to be just a regular investor. I don't need to be accredited or anything. Just a regular investor that's sophisticated a little bit in real estate. You guys educate me on the process. Mm-hmm. I have 50 grand, decent credit, and I'm off to the races.
You're off to the races. And you don't even have to be experienced. We'll coach you on real estate investing. We're not buying like in risky areas, you know, so you can kind of, we take all types. We have really seasoned investors who are like, this is the best deal. I love doing this. I'm going to buy six of them because I can't do this anywhere else. And we have brand new investors that don't really understand that they're getting a good deal, but they just heard about it. And then we'll kind of teach them about the why it's better, essentially.
Awesome. 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 Homeroom. Where did that name come from? is that the part you skipped all the time, homeroom?
Yeah, who didn't skip homeroom? So yeah, I mean, it was actually a name that my dad came up with. Where, you know, and it's like your home, but your home is a room, right? So that's the concept. Yeah, we like it. We are doing some research on a possible rebranding at some point in the future, though.
That's awesome. I like the name, man. It's good. I think it fits with co-living and what you guys are doing.
Thanks.
I definitely think that it's something really niche. I haven't heard of it. I'm pretty sure it's in existence, but you're the first person I interview on this type of structure where you get a person in a property and the tenants are co-living set up where, you know, you definitely have, you're not dependent on one tenant for income.
Right.
So if it's exactly. A three bedroom, you have three different types of tenant. I get it. So if one move out or something happened, you still have income from two of those tenants, and maybe it takes two tenants to cover the rent and one is the extra gravy. So I get that. Yeah. Give the people a way that they can contact you and get in contact. You know, if they're interested, email address, sure. Website.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can always reach me personally at johnny@livehomeroom.com. If you're interested in investing to get to our team, it's invest@livehomeroom.com. And our website is livehomeroom.com. And we have a kind of a cool video about our process for investors, but you can also see like the properties and how we advertise it to tenants as well.
That's awesome. This was a great interview. Another great episode of PFREI, Passion for Real Estate Investments. I'm your host, Fuquan Bilal. Today we had Johnny Wolf from Homeroom, co-living. Yeah. Oh man, this is great. I appreciate you coming on. Be sure to check us on our socials on Instagram, Facebook, iTunes, and all the other social media platforms we have this listed at. And yeah, this was a great, man. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing the value with the people.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Fuquan. It was really nice to be here. So have a great evening and Thanksgiving.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Passion for Real Estate Investments podcast. Looking forward to providing you guys with more testimonials from successful real estate investors. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at @passion4REI. Thanks so much, guys. And until next time, it's a great day.